Well, welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, December 28th, 2022. And this will be our last show of the year. This is episode number 34. And we're going to focus down on the year itself. The name of the show is 2022, A Blatant Review. So let's get through our intro. And let's get into 2022 in review. I am your host, Roger Landry, TLB, and the show is co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in a minute or two. The title of today's show, again, is Let's Talk About It, 2022, A Blatant Review. And the mission of this show, which, again, yes, I say this every week, but I really would like people to understand this, is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these concepts. Ever think you'd hear that in America? The problem is we're hearing it way too often. And no, as I say weekly, this is not a pleasant way to introduce a show, but today reality is blatant and not very pleasant in oh so many aspects. That was the reason for Stephen and I bringing up or launching Eagle's Eye Report in the first place. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. I want to talk to you real quick about donations again. I'm telling you, it's a great thing. Give these platforms donations. But instead of one here, one now, one later, a couple of months down the road, figure out, and you hear me say this each week, it's important, figure out what the average is over the course of a year. Divide it by 12. When you next time go in to do a donation, click put that number in and click the make this a reoccurring donation. If you're usually on the average donating $120 a year, that's $10 a month. You put $10 in the reoccurring donation, click that button, and what it does is it allows them to plan. It allows them to build a budget. It allows them to know what is and what isn't coming in on a regular basis so they can make things bigger, better, better, faster for you. All right. So, yes, if you want to increase your donations to these platforms, I strongly recommend it. I do. But at the same time, do a monthly reoccurring donation so that they know what they can count on. They know what they can budget. They know what they can bring to you. Stephen, how are you today, my friend?
Doing pretty good today, Roger.
Well, that's always nice to hear.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, we're just about done with this intro. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital truths without fear of censorship or exclusion. That being the sponsor of this show, which is TLBTalk.com. You want a place where you can go and talk about things in a legal and ethical fashion, of course, then you can go to TLV Talk, and that's where you talk about these things. Even if it breaks down to the point where all you do is go in there and start a group where you can invite friends to come in and discuss things on a level you know they need to be discussed on. This is what we made TLV Talk for. It is an alternative media site that affords you the ability to tell the truth or to hear or read the truth. Also, any information that I put out on this show is always included in links and or articles that are embedded with this show on Thursday, tomorrow, by noon Central Time on thelibertybeacon.com, which is our flagship website. And of course, it will be an Eagle's Eye Report. And you'll see the big eagle's head on the slideshow. Click on it, and you will learn where we dragged all of this phenomenal information we're about to impart on you from. So let's get down to business, okay? Eagle's Eye Report, 2022, A Blatant Review. All right, before we get started at poking this thing all over the place, Stephen, what's your input as far as 2022? What was it for you? What stood out and what was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Well, I see. I feel that the psychological operations were doubled in 2022 as what they were in 2021. Just my opinion, probably, but...
Oh, no.
No, well, I mean, Trump got in front of the cameras, and what was it, like, March of 2020 or May or something like that, and he got up there with the FEMA director and said that, the FEMA director said that he was in control, and Trump asked, "Why didn't you tell us?" or something like that, you know, so... It's all been a massive psychological operation, as far as I'm concerned, in the last two years. To whose benefit, I don't know.
It's been a massive psychological operation, but, and I'm not discounting anything you're saying, it's all very accurate, except one thing. This is the culmination of a plan that has probably been in the works for at least 2 to 2.5 centuries. This is a culmination of a plan that technology finally allowed them to put into play.
Sure.
You and I both know that the elitists have been discussing global control for several hundred years. What kept them from initiating that with any, I don't know, speed is the fact that communications was very laborious. It took a very long period of time. And if you needed an answer and then had to reply to an answer, and obviously we're talking about even before the invent of the telegraph.
Right.
We're talking about in the 1800s, early to mid-1800s. All of this has been in discussion for several centuries. But when you have the massive increase in the abilities to communicate as well as to project technology like we do today, it has increased over the last 50 years at a rate we've never seen on this planet. Then at that point, they now have the mechanisms they need to put all of this into play on a global scale. They've never had that before. If I am a general and I want to talk to my peeps in Buenos Aires, and I want to talk to my peeps in Sydney, and I want to talk to my peeps in Rome, and I want to talk to my peeps in Leningrad, and I want to talk to my peeps in Washington, I can do it all at the same time in a matter of minutes, not years, like it would take to send a message and get it back. And then if you had to do something and send a message back, it could be a 2-year conversation that can be accomplished in what? 15, 20 minutes today, Steve?
Just a matter of seconds, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned centuries in the working. Their white papers back in the middle of the 19th century said that they needed a mechanism, a technocratic oligarchy or whatever the case might be, but, you know, they didn't have the mechanism.
No.
It just made me think a minute ago, what was it, like 2011 or 12, somewhere in there, or maybe even earlier, I don't know, 2008 maybe, 9, after Barry Satoru's regime took over, government took back over the Nextel system. You know what the Nextel system is, they're just repeaters all over the world.
Yeah.
Because I had a Nextel, you know, I, as a joke, or maybe not as a joke, but to test it, my cousin went to California, and we just did the little beepers back and forth, like the repeaters, and used them all the way between Michigan and California, just talking up a storm.
Yeah.
And I always wondered why they did that, why they took it away from the public and made it back into a military mechanism.
Well, there's a lot of things that happened along that line. We're going to go over a few things. I've made a list, and we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about any one in particular. But as I go along, if you would like to interject anything into any one of these topics I bring up, please do. Okay.
Sure. Did you check it twice?
What's that?
You said you made a list. Did you check it twice?
Yes, and I found out who was naughty and who was nice. Yep. And guess what? Santa Claus already came to town.
That's right. He did.
Yeah, he did. All right. So let's get into this list so we can get at least a sizable chunk of them presented prior to the end of the show. And again, these are not in any type of order, but these are things that we have seen, suffered. Yes, seen and or suffered over the last year or two. All right. This is basically the wrap-up of the massive attack on humanity with a faux pandemic. And yes, I said that intentionally, with a faux pandemic. And that may even be one of our talking points a little bit later. But let's start it all off with getting Joe Bob into the presidency. Now, no, that didn't happen this year. That happened the year before. Right. But a lot of what we're about to talk about is dependent on, and it's not so much about getting Joe into office, it's why. If I am going to take over, literally take over the world. No, Roger's not exaggerating anything. Roger's saying exactly what he means. If I'm going to take over the world, both economically and physically, okay, if I'm going to do these things, what do I need to do? I can't do it by standing up and saying, okay, you're all under my control now. I can't do that. It's not going to work. All right? Too many people are going to push back. Too many countries are going to push back. The only mechanism they knew that would work, that could panic the entire globe, was, guess what? It was a faux pandemic. And with this faux pandemic, they could mount on the back of this so many things they would never get away with in normal times. Absolute fact. All of you know that. You've been watching it all around you. But in order for this to work, what you couldn't have was an independent, intelligent president. I'm not going to tell you that at one point in his life, Joe Bob might not have been intelligent. I rather doubt it, but I'm not saying he couldn't have been. But right about now, Joe Bob is there for one reason and one reason only. He is compromised. He is compromised by the Chinese government. We learn more and more about that every day. He's compromised by the Russian government. We learn more and more about that every day. We know for a fact, all of us do already, that he's compromised by the Ukrainian government, and that's not all. Those are just the three on the top of the list. But stop and think about this. You've all heard me say this before. I'm going to reiterate it. If he's compromised by Russia, and he's compromised by China, and he's compromised by the Ukraine, and someone named Roger in the middle of the country doing a radio show can tell you about this, wouldn't you bet your bottom dollar that the CIA and the U.S. intel services know as much as I do, or a hell of a lot more? The only person who would work for this to work in the White House had to be an individual who was so compromised that the administrative deep state had total 100% control over this individual. If you take a look at what's happening around you today, and a president who has watched more disasters go by in this country in the last year, actually in the last 2 years, than any president I can ever remember, and I'm almost 70 years old, stop and consider this, people. He's told when to jump, but not when he can come down, how high to jump. This is Joe Bob. This is why Joe Bob is there. This is why Joe Bob had to be elected. Trump was never supposed to win. Hillary was supposed to win. And there never would have been the hassles we saw with Trump. We would have just seen 4 years earlier what we're seeing now.
That's also even if he's still alive.
Yeah.
Which is, debatable. Seriously. Serious debatable. Subject.
And if you stop to consider what have we seen as a result of having a compromised president, as a result of the U.S. administrative deep state actually stepping up and taking control in America, actually going to big media and telling them, this is what we want you to do. This is what we want, how we want you to do it. These are the people you can't allow to get their voice out. These are the people you have to shadow ban, so on and so forth. These are things you only find in a totalitarian government. You do not find them in a government that brags about not the 10th, not the 100th, not the 250th, the First Amendment, number one, numero uno. The biggest enemy to our enemy today, which is the deep state, the administrative deep state, is their ability, I don't know, to shut us up. If they cannot shut us up, it harms them. Steve, have you ever seen a bigger push, and we've both been around a while, to snuff out as many voices in such a short period of time ever?
Not this horribly. I do know for a fact that Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., I know he's not senior. That's my little dig on him, you know, little stabbing back. And George Bush Jr. Yes, I know he's not a junior. But I know all three of those have been on record virtually saying that the Constitution was nothing but a little piece of paper and it needed to be done away with.
The problem with that is you only hear that from people when they feel they have an argument that'll justify that type of an action. So you've got to have something that's really pushing the limits. And here we go. In our case, it was called COVID. Now, let me lay a little groundwork for COVID for everybody here, okay? A year before any of this started, they ran event, 201?
201, yeah.
Event 201 was set there specifically to figure out what would happen if they did exactly what they did. And what they found out was that a lot of people globally, and this is in their event, their practice run, a lot of people globally would jump on the bandwagon. Anything else that was a side effect of this could be handled on an individual basis. So what we saw was the United States and every other nation on the planet except one immediately threw their hands up in the air, and this is what we're seeing, not what's actually happening, threw their hands up in the air when the WHO stated that we had the worst pandemic the globe had ever seen. All right. This is what set the stage for everything that followed. Now, let's go all the way to the end of that, and then we'll jump back in the middle and we'll put some of these pieces in there. But let's go all the way to the end of that. This was literally sold to us as the most deadly pandemic that we had ever seen in modern history. What we are looking at, the CEO of Moderna, which makes one of the mRNA shots, the second largest of the group that makes those shots, stated, this is their CEO, that COVID-19 is no more dangerous than a bad yearly flu case unless you have several comorbidities, which are very dangerous to you, or you're over 80 years old. Well, that's exactly what applies to the yearly flu or the common cold or anything else. If you've got several serious comorbidities and you're over 80 years old, stubbing your toe could probably put you in the grave. So now we've got the CEO of Moderna telling us that this is basically the yearly flu. But yet hold on a second. Steve, didn't we have this scientific test that was used all around the world? Hundreds of millions, billions of them were shipped around the world to test people for COVID. And they had an accuracy rate of being wrong 96 to 98% of the time. I didn't say an accuracy rate of being right. I said an accuracy rate of being wrong by 96 to percent. You could, if you recycled that thing enough times, make anybody test positive.
Well, sure.
What's that?
Well, that was a PCR test. The same test.
Yes.
Dr. Fauci used to tell people that they had AIDS, that they never had.
Yes. And the thing of it is, if you stop and consider, okay, all of the stuff that we were screened at about this, how horrible it was and how deadly it was. And yet we find out from one of their own CEOs that that's not true. Okay. But then what did we do? Let's grab another one from the basket. We have done everything but destroy one of the globe's most preeminent military forces in history. The United States mainland has never been attacked in modern history simply because of her military capability. Nobody wants to hit the big bad boy because the big bad boy is going to turn around and punch you right in the face and you're down and you're out. But when you tell everybody in the U.S. military, look, you have to get a shot, which we know can be deadly, which we know has over 1,200 serious, including fatal, side effects. If you don't take this shot for something, and of course they weren't told this at the time, that is no worse than the yearly flu, then we're going to kick you out of the military. And they did. And they kicked a lot of people out of the military.
I just had a terrible thought.
What's that?
I just had a terrible thought. Well,
I'll verbalize it.
We've known for virtually 2.5 years that they've had 3 different shots. They've had the placebo, like they have for every single flu season, flu virus. They have the benign SARS-CoV-2 shot
the non-mRNA shot.
Correct, the non-mRNA. And then they have the spike protein mRNA. So I wonder, my thinking was, did they pick and choose or cherry pick and choose to whom they give the deadly one to?
They absolutely did. And it was done by lot numbers.
Yeah.
And there was actually a point in time when some of the wrong lot number had been delivered to the wrong areas. And there was a big hubbub about pulling these shots back out and sending them where they were supposed to go and waiting for others to come in to take their place. And people were like, we can't do that. This thing's killing everybody. It's the most deadly. Yeah. Okay.
There was a report. There was a report back in 2020, sometime August or September or something like that, that the major warehouse that the shots got sent to Michigan somehow mysteriously malfunctioned and they overheated and all of the vaccines were destroyed. So I wonder if somebody did something, somebody did something patriotic, maybe.
I don't know, and it wouldn't shock the hell out of me. It really wouldn't. But again, we are looking at something. Look, let's talk about getting a shot. Because that's all. If you talk about the beginning of this year, the beginning of 2022, it was all about the mandates. It was all about getting a shot. It was all about that. It was all about contractors doing government work, which the Supreme Court has stepped up to say that Biden cannot force government contractors to get COVID shot. He can't do it. So that, I'm sure, was a big aw crap for the powers that be. But at the same time, if you take a look at what we're being told about the shots and you take a look at what this all means, it means this. We don't know, but we do know that it causes fertility issues. That's an absolute fact. It's one of the side effects. All right. But we don't know the extent of it because nobody's doing any research on it. There are over 5 billion human beings that have been vaccinated, supposedly vaccinated. I would call it jabbed. They're not vaccines. All right. So we have no clue at this point, because it would take years to get this statistical data, what this has done for sterility or infertility. But we do know that there are researchers out there screaming bloody murder, that this thing is absolutely going to kill the fertility in both men and women. I just got done telling you over 5 billion people have already had one, if not multiple, COVID jabs. Okay, so is that it? No, it gets worse. What do I mean by it gets worse? Well, the statisticians who sat down and did all the work and took the reports from as many countries as they could possibly could have come up with numbers like this. Listen to me. Let me preface this by telling you that in the 1970s, in the mid-1970s, a vaccine was removed from the market, and I believe it was the H1N1 vaccine.
1976?
What's that?
1976, the swine flu.
Removed from use because it killed 35 people. 35 people died as a result. Now, fast forward back to where I was talking. I'm telling you that it is at this point right now statistically correct, okay, by all the work that's been done to state that well over 20 million, some are saying well over 25 million people have already died from these mRNA shots. I didn't say 35 people. I said well over 25 million. But if you think that's where this gets bad, it isn't. It gets much worse. Because what I'm going to tell you right now ought to make you cringe. I told you that over 5 billion people have had multiple vaccine shots or multiple jabs globally. And these same people who did the research on those who have died from the vaccine are also telling us that in excess of 2.2 billion people are suffering from the side effects of these of this jab, up to and including, okay, lethal side effects. But things that won't kill you tomorrow, things that won't kill you the day after. What we are talking about is a vaccine, and they have even admitted this themselves, that once you've had the first shot, okay, fine, you're supposed to get a second one. Okay, you get the second one. Now you need your first booster. Now you need your second booster. Every time you take one of those shots, it knocks your immune system to its knees. And every time you take another shot, it knocks it to its knees for a longer period of time until you are fully vaccinated, which is 2 shots and a booster. Okay? I'm not even sure if they're including the second booster. At that point, okay, once you've had all of these shots, you have no immune system. So it's not going to be COVID that's going to kill you. It's not going to be the vaccine that's going to kill you. What the vaccine has done is it has redirected your immune system in such a fashion that it no longer protects you from the viruses that are walking right in and sitting down and making a home for themselves. So what we are going to see over the next 3 to 5 years is a massive die-off globally. I didn't say 500 people had been vaccinated. I didn't say 5 million. I didn't say 50 million or 500 million. I said over 5 billion people have had multiple vaccines.
I've got it. Can I add something?
No.
No? Okay.
I'll shut up. Yes, you can.
I'll shut up.
That's why you're here.
I am under the impression that they virtually lie about everything. And a lot of other people do, too. There's been a lot of other people that just don't believe that there's actually 8 billion people on this planet. They estimate or guesstimate probably closer to 4.5 to 5 billion people. So, you know, all the governments all around the world have said that they've vaccinated such and such people. But,
well, They're saying 5 billion people have been vaccinated, and that is via the records of Big Pharma. And Big Pharma would never lie. You know that. they only tell you the truth.
That's right.
Of course. All right, but let's peel away from the vaccines for just a little while. Actually, let's go to break. And then when we come back, we'll jump into a new topic, okay?
Sure will. Let's do it.
Thank you, Steve.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, so look, we've been talking about the vaccine, and we'll get back to the vaccine, but let's plug a couple of other things in there, okay? You're not going to turn the entire world into yes people by telling them that you have a bad global pandemic. There have to be other things that follow. You have to put them in such an uncomfortable position, and I've said this many times, people have heard me. The situation has to be so bad that the global elitist will see you down, just, I mean, suffering down there, and they will stick their hand down and say, here, let me help you up. It won't be as good as it was, but it'll be better than it is right now. This is exactly what they're shooting for. But in order to do that, there are other things that have to go into that melting pot of things that are going to put us into that entire scenario in the end. One of the biggest issues was, and anybody who doesn't know how stupid this is shouldn't be listening to this show because your IQ is lower than one. Okay? On his very first day, what did Joe Bob do? Joe Bob shut the spigot off for fossil fuels, stopped a pipeline, stopped drilling, stopped extraction, stopped all of this stuff. He literally caused a massive spike of inflation, which everybody is blaming on everything else. The initial inflation spike in this country came due to the fact that all of a sudden there is no oil flowing into a lot of places that need a lot of oil. The first thing they need to do is they need to reprice the limited amount of that product they're going to get going forward so that they can keep their doors open. It is a stated fact that, listen to me, 95% of everything you will ever use or every service you will ever use at some point in its manufacture or life requires fossil fuels, either diesel fuel or gasoline or something along that line. 95% of everything you're going to do requires this fuel. So if the very first thing you do is shut off the spigot, then you're going to tell me that I'm spending too much money with the government and that's what's causing inflation. Is it? Yes, they're right. It is. The first and the biggest inflation spike in this country came from the fact that Joe Bob shut the spigot off because his masters told him to. Now, there's a lot of things related to that as well. A lot of things. That started a domino effect like you would not believe. It also started the biggest rise in inflation we had seen in 40 years. Okay, I've also told you a little bit about the vaccine mandate destroying our military. If I'm going to go in and tell five people in a tank, okay, There's five people in a tank and one of them has not been vaccinated. And you're going to tell that person you either need to be vaccinated or you need to leave the military. In which case, this guy's done enough research. He knows how dangerous these vaccines are. And he says, there's no way in hell you're going to get me to take that vaccine. So this is the biggest, brightest and best in the tank. And he gets up and he walks away because he doesn't want to die or he doesn't want to be crippled for life. All right. But the other four sitting in that tank are there under the belief that they don't have to go because they cannot transmit the most deadly virus the planet has seen in modern history, COVID. Yeah. They're okay. But hold on a minute. Didn't one of the Pfizer officers tell the European Union that we never, ever proved that once you had these vaccines, you couldn't transmit COVID or the spike protein? They never, ever proved that. And now we know it to be a fact that they don't keep transmission from happening. So now let's go back to the same tank. The guy who just got kicked out because he wasn't vaccinated, which means he could get COVID and pass it on to the others. But they've been vaccinated, so they can't. So they're safe and they can stay in their snuggly little tank. Except they're not. They have the ability to transmit every bit as readily, and maybe even more so, some would say, than the individual who's never been vaccinated. Why are we destroying our military? Why are we kicking out some of the brightest people in the military? We already have experts saying if the United States had to fight either Russia or China head on in a war today, we would probably lose. These are our own experts saying this. And they're right. What did Roger do for a living? He spent 30 years either in or working directly for the DOD as a contractor with Raytheon. I know. I see this. I lived this. I lived it. We have literally gutted some of the most intelligent people, a lot of them, out of our military because they could transmit COVID. And now that we know everybody, including the people who have already gotten the shots, can also transmit. How many of them are going to be let back into the military? How many of them are going to get out? Oops, I'm sorry. I almost ruined your career. Come on back in. Let's sing Kumbaya together. It's not going to happen. We have looked at the degradation of our military. We have looked at the degradation of our scholastic abilities. We have looked at the degradation of our sovereignty. We have looked at the degradation of our ability to speak our minds. We have looked at the degradation of our ability to move about freely in our own communities. And we have put up with too much of it for too long. Steve, I'm one of those people who looks around me today and says there are more people awake than I can ever remember. Are you seeing that?
I guess the definition of awake has been changed.
I'm not talking about awake to everything and anything. The
yes.
People who are saying this isn't right. People who are saying I need more information. People who are saying, what the hell are you doing to us?
Well,
that doesn't mean they're awake to everything and anything. That means they're looking at this and going, this ain't right.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I told you or not, but it was probably 10 or 11 years ago, 2011 or 12 or somewhere in there, that I read a statistic that 164 million people all around the world were looking for alternative news and alternative views. I would probably think you could put another zero on the end of that 10 years later.
Yes. Yes. And that's exactly what I'm saying. But I would tell you that the last 2.5 years have caused the biggest wake up cycle I have ever seen. And again, you and I know that when you say awake, people like you and I, when we say the word awake, we mean awake to everything. We mean, you know what's happening.
Yes.
We mean, it doesn't matter what you throw in my face. It's like you and I having a discussion about being awake, okay? It's totally different than an individual who just said, hey, you know what? My best friend who goes to the gym every day, rock solid shape, 45 years old, healthy as a bull, went down and got his first booster 4 days ago and died of a heart attack while he was sleeping.
Totally coincidence there, Roger.
Yeah.
Total coincidence.
It's just totally coincidence. But this is what we are seeing, isn't it?
Yes. And his 5-year old son just died too, just all of a sudden.
Yep.
Coincidence.
Yep. And that's it, okay? And these are what they call unrelated deaths, but they're unrelated to what? Are they unrelated to COVID, or are they unrelated to the vaccination? Or are they unrelated to whatever? But what we are looking at, and I hope this doesn't surprise anybody, we're looking at a 40% increase in unexplained deaths. A 40% increase in unexplained deaths. Okay? These are things that shouldn't have happened, but they did. And what you're going to find out is that a massive majority, well over 98% of these people, were vaccinated on multiple occasions with the COVID vaccines. We are looking at all of the news popping all across the planet. All of it. It's popping everywhere all the time. Guess what just happened in the UK? Guess what just happened in Russia? Guess what just happened in the Ukraine? Guess what just happened in Taiwan? And I could go on and on. The one thing nobody is being told, the one thing nobody is looking at, is the death toll or how many people have become severely ill and incapacitated that are vaccinated. That should be on everybody's mind. If over 2 billion people are suffering from the side effects, and over 20, some say 25 million have already died, name me any other human product that was made for the salvation of humanity that caused so much harm and so much death. How about you, Steve? You got one?
An answer? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're lying.
Of course they are. And we both know that. Okay. So let's go over and let's bring a couple of other points in here. Okay. Government contractors. I've already mentioned that. Government employees. Now, I want to make a country weak. And the first thing I'm going to do is weaken their military. They've done that. I want to make a country weaker. One of the other things I'm going to do is I'm going to break down their medical system as well as their administrative system. I'm going to tell all of the doctors, all of the nurses, all of the people working in the hospitals that you need to be vaccinated with every vaccine that's recommended, as far as one shot, two shot, booster, whatever, all the way up to the fifth booster, or you lose your job. That if you work for the government, you need to be vaccinated as much as you are told to get vaccinated, or you lose your job. I'm also going to tell everybody working for a company that does stuff for the government, contractors, you need to be vaccinated or you lose your contract, which the Supreme Court has basically said that's not going to work. But what you're looking at is I'm going to weaken the administrative portion of the government. I've already done my best to weaken the military. I've already done my best to totally absolve sovereignty at the southern border. And we already know, because they've caught 100 plus individuals trying to get into the United States across the southern border that were on terrorist watch lists. How many of them weren't caught? So now, how many, I don't know, how many bad people do we have strategically planted all across the United States? How active is our military, or good is our military, when experts are telling us we couldn't win a war against Russia or China today? Or, you know, let's put all of these pieces together. We're sitting in a country today where it would seem like any president would say, well, you're destroying our education system. I won't put up with that. You're destroying our economy. I won't put up with that. You're destroying our military. I won't put up with that. You're destroying our sovereignty. I won't put up with that. You're destroying, and I could keep going on. This president has done nothing about any of them. Nothing. And if you talk about the border, he has exacerbated it. I told you all this before, and I'm going to tell you again. He is committing treason. When he gets into office, he swears to protect the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. We know we have enemies coming across the southern border. Not only has he not fixed it, he has pretty much refused to fix it. But what he has done is hired 87,000 more IRS agents, not for the big companies. They own them. No, for people like you and me. To rape us for every penny they can possibly get. Those 80,000 IRS agents that were never needed before and aren't needed now, if you took the money and the manpower and you put it on the southern border, bam, the problem goes away. So when they tell you we don't have the assets to do that, yes, you did. You decided to put 87,000 IRS agents on your back and my back. Instead of closing the southern border and protecting the sovereignty and the people of America. Where have I got that wrong, Steve?
Not that I can see. Not that I can find.
And I'm not hollering at you. I'm hollering to you.
I know that. I know that.
I just, these things make me so freaking angry. They really do. But if you take a look at what's happening, where have I got this wrong? What president that you can remember stood back and watched as all of the food processing plants got destroyed by fires or whatever, so that now food is scarce, where the border is totally ignored, but 87,000 IRS agents are going to climb all over your back and my back, where you're firing, I don't know how many of your health caregivers, where you're destroying your military, where, and I could go on and on. What president in your memory has done even one-tenth of this? The reason Joe Bob is in office today is because he was 100% controllable. If, and I'll say it again, he's compromised by Russia, if he's compromised by China, if he's compromised by the Ukraine, then you know damn right well our intel, our administrative deep state knows every bit as much as they do, and these are the mechanisms of control over Joe Bob. Now you add in Hunter's laptop. Joe Bob, when they tell him to jump, he doesn't say how high. He says, when can I come down? This is what we have for a president. Anybody who feels that Biden is an active president of this country is an idiot. And so is he. Have I got that wrong, Steve?
No, you haven't. I just thought of a couple things.
Sure.
I used to listen to Alex Jones way back in the day for about 2 or 3 years until I finally figured out what he is, what he does. he said on two occasions that the 13 families were fighting with each other for control. There was at least five of the 13 that wanted to help society, and the other, you know, six or seven, whatever the case was, were trying to maintain their hold on power and tyranny.
And, really? Come on. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. But that also goes along the same. It also goes along the same conspiracy theory, if you want to put air quotations up there, that there are some alien species out there that are helping us.
Yes. Well, and, look, I mean, I try to keep from muddying the waters too deep, but anybody who thinks that Roger has limited his research and so forth and so on to what's happening within the atmosphere of this single planet, no, I haven't. And one of these days we'll go into the fact that with the amount of planets and stars and galaxies, so on and so forth, that exists in even the observable universe, to think that we are the only living entities is arrogance beyond what it was ever intended to be.
And he also said after the Jerry Sandusky Penn State University scandal, he said that he was given information that the pedophile rings were going to be taken down. But he didn't really say why. He just said that they were going to be taken down.
Well, that's another whole show. I want to get through a couple of these other points, but you're bringing up some stuff I'd like to do a whole show about.
Certainly.
Okay? No, I would. And that is how much of our government is actually compromised. And you and I need to do a show on that.
Right.
Okay? And to who? So, yes, those are good points. All right, look, let's talk about big tech complicity with the administrative deep state to suppress COVID truths. I got to ask you a question. If I know for a fact that I can take ivermectin or I can take hydroxychloroquine, even though I know that COVID is not a serious, okay, killer, but I do have some comorbidities, all right? And I can take one or the other of those to help keep myself safe, but yet the government has absolutely banned them because they go in the face of those trying to sell for gigabucks their vaccines. So let me ask you a question, Steve. Give me an honest answer. Just shoot straight from the hip. If it would save the lives of elderly or individuals with a lot of comorbidities who any coronavirus, any flu would be dangerous to, if I was to keep the information and the medications from them that would save them in those situations, shouldn't I be charged with murder?
At least manslaughter, yeah. But you know, this also goes along with what I tried to say earlier, but we guess we were going on a break or whatever, but I just wonder how much of this psychological operation is to create mass hysteria in the people, you know?
It's exactly what it's meant to do. The only thing is, it's not meant to cause hysteria as in people, you know, crashing the downtowns and burning things down like Antifa did or whatever. No. This is to get you hiding in your bedroom under your bed because another lockdown is hit. And while you're hiding under your bed, terrified for your life, you've got two masks on. Why? Because Fauci said two masks have got to be better than one.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yes. And again, this is where the lies come in, and most people do not understand. I don't know if you've heard me talk about this before, but let's talk about masks for a second, because masks have done more to damage our young and our old than a coronavirus could have done.
Yeah, I
see. And what am I talking about? Okay. If you put a mask on a child, and masks were never intended to be worn for these purposes, these masks were meant to keep doctors from drooling into an open wound. When you breathe, little droplets of spittle come out in your breath. If you're breathing over a patient you're operating on, whatever is coming out of your mouth in your breath is going into that patient. And when you exhale, your body inhales, it takes in good stuff. When it exhales, it gets rid of stuff it doesn't want or need. So the masks were meant to keep doctors from dribbling germs and viruses, well, germs basically, and spittle into the patients they were operating on. Let me give you a hint, people. If you're wearing a mask and somebody next to you has COVID or a bad case of the yearly flu, the virus, the quote unquote virus that accompanies that or makes that happen or is part of that, if it was to approach one of the holes in your cloth mask, it would be like a BB dropping through a hula hoop.
Well, I think it's also about hypoxia too, Roger. I've had a hypoxia like 37 years ago in 1985. I think I probably told you this story, but I worked in a factory. I worked in the undercoating division, and, you know, all three of us were young, and they said, clean your mask. You'll get sick if you don't. And, you know, we just blew it off, and we didn't clean our mask at all. They were air-fed masks, and I ended up getting hypoxia from it.
I would tell people out there that if you are wearing a mask, and you are, especially if you're a young child, okay, remember, you inhale, you take in what the body needs. You exhale, you get rid of what the body doesn't need or doesn't want, okay, toxins. Now, you put a mask on a child, a lot of those pores are going to be filled up rather quickly by the moisture in that child's breath. From that point on, this child will be exhaling all of the bad stuff its body is trying to get rid of, but at the same time, okay, it's not going anywhere. It's being stopped right on the surface of that mask, and when he inhales, he brings it right back into his body. There are experts out there stating that we are going to see the sickest generation of youngsters we have seen in modern history because of the mask mandates, which were stupid beyond belief. But if I can tell you, you have to wear a mask. If I can tell you, you can't be more than you can't be less than 6 feet away from somebody. If I can tell you, you can't go anywhere except the liquor store. If I can tell you, and I could go on and on, if I can tell you all of these things, including that mask is part of what you pretty much alluded to when we started this. That mask is part of a scenario that is meant to literally scare humanity into a spot where they have total control. Now, it has to be accompanied by taking your piggy bank away. It has to be accompanied by taking your job away. It has to be accompanied by taking, in some cases, your health away, taking your ability to travel away, destroying your family. It all has to be accompanied by these things. Anybody out there, and this is my wrap up, and then I'll drop it off to Steve for his wrap up. Anybody out there who doesn't understand that everything that's going on today is intentional. All of the destruction you're seeing in the economy is intentional. All of the administrative destruction you are seeing is intentional. All of the theocracy that you're seeing pushed aside is intentional. All of the administrative positioning we are seeing, which takes more and more of our rights away on a daily basis, is intentional. Let me explain it like this, and then I'll be done, Steve. Anybody out there who considers this, then you've been thinking, and this is what I'm talking about, okay? If you tell somebody that they are sick, if you tell somebody that they're going to die, if you tell somebody they can't go anywhere and they can't do anything, the first thing they're going to do today, because more people are awake today than I have ever seen, the first thing they're going to do today is try and find a way to prove you a liar. This is exactly why we're here, Steve and myself. We're telling you all of the things that were done. We're telling you why they were done. And we're telling you exactly what the intention is. The difference between mainstream media and alternative media, which is what we are. We are the alternative. I hate the word, but it's a fact, okay? The difference is one will give you the truth and the other one will destroy you. Where have I got that wrong, Steve?
Nowhere. You want me
to
finish?
This is a sad, sad, sad day, boy.
Yeah. I have a thought. You know, yeah, I know it. I know it.
Go ahead.
I started doing this 14 years ago because I enrolled into college 14 years ago. It was in February. It's almost 14 years to be exact. It was in January of 2009. Now that's not very far away from 14 years. But I early learned, my second block of classes was rhetoric, logical fallacies. You know, I told you last week I'm reading Bertrand Russell's The Scientific Outlook, and he said he thought rhetoric should be taken away because it was outdated. It didn't really mean much, you know. It doesn't really apply to today's modern people. But I'm trying to use my best 85-year-old voice. But he said, well, Socrates once said that he didn't like the use of rhetoric because it was such a deceptive mechanism. It was such a manipulative mechanism. And it is. That's the main reason why they started taking the classics, the classical liberal education away from students, you know, back at the turn of the century, 1910s, 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
Because the people back then, the people back then were smart enough to figure out this crap.
We're about done here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me say this to everybody. This is going to pick up again next week, not exactly where we left off, but we're going to bring the story to fruition. There's a lot that didn't get said today because it's only an hour-long show. But next week, we will bring the rest of the pieces into play. Suffice it to say this, people, okay? Everything you're seeing is happening intentionally. If you don't awaken to the fact and push back against it, then you have nobody to fault but yourself. Thank you for listening.
All righty. That's it. Till next week.
Okay.